Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That's my door. Pick another door.
What's wrong with you? You know what? You were right. This is your door.
What's the matter? You got a lot of bad guys behind that door?
Clip from the number one movie in America this morning. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. Took in $60 million over the weekend. It displaces The Lion King as the top movie in America. Lion King drops back to the number two spot. Then it's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Spider-Man Far From Home, and Toy Story 4. Last Sunday, I was not here live on the show. I was in, Kauai, Hawaii, doing interviews with the cast of Hobbs and Shaw. With Dwayne The Rock Johnson, with the entire cast. We'd also caught up with Jason Statham, with whom he co-stars in this film, in London a few days before that. And these guys are hilarious. I gave this movie a Dean's List A-. I think this movie is nothing but fun. You want to talk summer popcorn movies, just go into a movie and have some fun. This is the movie. And people, from what I've been hearing, have really been enjoying it. I'm glad to hear that. Part of it is the trash talking that goes on between DJ, as they call him, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Jason Statham in this film. Two characters from previous Fast and Furious movies that now have spun off into this new Hobbs and Shaw franchise that, by the looks of it right now, is going to be a very, very successful one. It's one of the things that we talked about with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm a little concerned about this thing with you and Statham, back and forth. You know, we talked to him in London, and this is what he said. Very disturbing.
Yeah, he's a little jealous of me, you know. He doesn't like, you know, my sophisticated ways. He wishes he could get in a McLaren. He can't. He has to drive a big truck. He wishes he was a size 10 shoe instead of size 22. You know, he has to buy underpants that I could make a tent out of.
Dean, how is it that you sat opposite Jason Statham when his voice sounds like a nasally Harry Potter? Oh, God, I can't even stand listening to it.
What's really disturbing to me is he's talking about your underpants. I mean, that, like, what kind of visualization is that from somebody?
I mean, well, think about that. That should give you an indication, a good look into the man that he is.
Yeah.
Right? He's wasting his time talking about my underpants. Yeah. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
So you imagine working one set with him every day.
So what was that? What was that like every day?
The truth is, it was a lot of laughs. It was just a lot of laughs. You know, Jason is a guy who, he likes to have a good laugh. He's also very serious at times, and, you know, I am like a shark when I smell blood in the water. If I know that a guy is that serious,
yeah,
and he's taking things that serious, well, then that's my opportunity to kind of shake things up a little.
I have to kind of think, though, when there is this outstanding trash-talking chemistry, anti-chemistry, that it's really, truly a great partnership, though,
at the same time. Dean. Yeah. You know, you hope you get lucky every once in a while in movies like this where you have real chemistry in real life that can transfer to the big screen.
Yeah.
And not only that, but it could be appealing to an audience.
Yeah.
And we realized that we had something kind of unique in a throwback way, kind of like Lethal Weapon, the first one that came out, where there were just two guys who had this unique chemistry.
Right.
They're diametrically opposite of each other. And I had that with Statham. You know, I am American, and he is British, and I have my sensibilities, and he has his, and we come together. And
it was great.
Yeah,
you know what really struck me, and I actually got a little emotional about this, is how personal this must have been for you to bring your own culture into this. And
was,
I just learned a few minutes ago that your mother was on the set while you did the ritual scene in which you were speaking in Samoan.
Yes.
That must have been so emotional for both your mother and you and your family.
It really was. So Hobbs and Shaw is deeply personal to me. Number one, it's just a movie I believe in. I want the audience to go and have fun and have a good time. But also, you know, surprisingly, Dean, when you think about it, this is the very first time in the history of Hollywood that in a big budget movie like this that goes global that the culture of Samoa has ever been represented and showcased. So it's a big deal. And we're all very aware of the responsibility. We were very authentic. We hired all Polynesian actors to play my brothers and my family. So the moment you're talking about was in the movie, we do a sivatau. And what that is the Samoan version of a Maori haka. And haka now made famous around the world. So it's very emotional, it's very intense. And you do it pre-war. And when we were on set that day, I was speaking in Samoan, calling on my ancestors for strength, to strengthen us. And we then go into, very intense movements. And I look over, my mom lost it. I mean, she is crying hard. And we all continued to do the take, because once you go down that road, you don't come back when you're doing a sivatau. And once the director, David Leitch, yelled, cut, she was really wiping a lot of tears and so proud. In the moment, all my brothers went over, hugged her, kissed her, you okay? And she was just saying, I'm just so proud that our culture is being showcased.
Did you have that same feeling?
I really do, Dean, yeah. And it makes me emotional. When I first saw the movie, and I saw the movie with an audience a few weeks ago at our premiere, was the first time I seen it with an audience, and it moved me, because it's a small little island in the middle of the South Pacific, but this idea that we're able to weave into the fabric of Fast and Furious a movie that will go global, the Samoan culture.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud.
Yeah, made him very, very proud. It really struck me in the movie that when he was tapping into his own heritage and his own culture. But the movie is just so much fun. I am recommending Hobbs and Shaw to you. Thank you, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, for spending some time.